The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Earlier today, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said that people will not have to prove they are vaccinated in order to return to the office. We will avoid that distinction, he said. However, Alphabet, which is Google's parent company, announced to its employees yesterday that they will have to prove that they have been vaccinated if they are to be allowed to return to the office. And while that's going to apply in US office locations in the coming weeks, he said it would apply to other regions in the coming months. And Ireland is one of Google's biggest centres outside of the United States. And other multinational companies are also planning to do the same. So will they make exceptions according to local rules? Or will they decide that their international diktat for their employees will apply no matter what country they operate in? Listener here says, I work for an American multinational. We've definitely been asked if we're vaccinated, but it's more to determine what level of restrictions are required, as in, do we need to space desks, wear masks, etc. I don't think you can outright ask someone if they are vaccinated. Pretty sure that's illegal. Well, we have a couple of guests with us, and one of them is a solicitor, an employment solicitor, Richard Grogan from Richard Grogan and Associates. Can an employer ask an employee if they've been vaccinated?
Well, they can ask, but the Data Protection Commission will say that you can't ask because it's confidential, sensitive information, and therefore you could have the employer down in the circuit court with a set of circuit court proceedings against them for disclosing, for asking it and disclosing it to other people.
But then again, do you think would most employees be aware of their rights in that regard, or would they be confident enough to actually exercise their rights for fear that it could cost them their employment?
Well, if you take an employer that has, we say, 1,000 employees, it only takes 5 of them to start a circuit court action, which can be very expensive for the employer and causes huge problems. And you can have the Data Protection Commissioner in, say, we want all those records destroyed.
But you could have the likes of Google and Facebook who could well afford to do that.
Well, yeah, you could. But I mean, the reality on it is the employer can't ask that question.
But hold on, if that is as they regard it as a condition of employment internationally, one that they're enforcing in the United States, that they want their employees to be vaccinated or else they're not allowed into the office and they may not hire people unless they can prove they've been vaccinated. If that's their international standard of employment, would they vary it for a country like Ireland?
Oh, they probably won't. I mean, look, when the Minister of Enterprise, Trade and Employment brought rules in earlier on this year, it was on the basis that you would be asking the question and you'd look at redeployment if somebody couldn't be brought safely back into the workplace. The Data Protection Commission then came out and said you can't ask the question. So we have one rule from the department and we have a different rule from the Data Protection Commission. And that's the real problem that we as lawyers are coming up as to what the rules are.
Would this be anything to do with the government? Brian in Dublin wants to know. If a company has a dress code, then that's a matter between the company and the employee. It's nothing to do with the government. Similarly, if a company requires employees to be vaccinated before returning to the office or alternatively stay working from home, that's a matter between those two parties, is it?
Not really, because the Data Protection Commission, I hate putting this all the time, says that the employer is in a stronger position to ask this information. So you will have complaints then to the Data Protection Commission. Look, it's a real problem that we have to get sorted out. And I know the Taoiseach is saying that people aren't going to have to show they're vaccinated to get back into the workplace. But that means we're either going to have 2 metres apart, or what I think is what has been said by that is that there's what you're going to find come September. It's vaccination or testing, or put it another way, testing, but you don't have to be tested if you're vaccinated, because at the moment you have to keep everybody 2 metres apart. And if you take Google's building, there's 8,000 people in there. You wouldn't be able to get 2,000 of them back in at 2 metres apart. So that's the problem.
Listener says, vaccination for work. How can pubs can ask you if you're vaccinated, but employers can't? Neil McDonald, how much of an issue do you think is this going to be for your members in their own workplaces, and also if perhaps they were doing subcontracting work for the likes of American multinationals?
Oh, well, look, Matt, I mean, you've just heard an employment law solicitor go through how confusing this is, and that man is a qualified lawyer with years of experience. So just imagine what it's like trying to manage this if you're, you know, a hairdresser, a coffee shop owner, a deli shop manager. You know, we really need to have some clarity on this. We wrote to the Department of Enterprise in May asking for clarity on this, and we're not being dog in the manger about this in how it's done. There are workplaces that are going to be able to manage and function without needing to know the vaccination status of employees, especially those where working from home continues to be a norm or to be available. But the issue is a real issue where it isn't possible to keep employees physically distanced from each other or employees physically distanced from customers. I heard the chief executive of the HSE say that it's likely that patient tracing staff in the HSE are going to likely need to have to be vaccinated. So there are jobs like that in the private sector as well, in nursing homes and other facilities.
Only now, because a lot of people would be wanting to know why they weren't vaccinated months and months ago, rather if they were in people-facing positions, as it's called.
Yes, and look, Matt, I'm not going to go back to the well on that stuff, but look, there are legitimate safety, health and welfare at work reasons for understanding the vaccination status of employees. And all we're asking for is that the problem here is that we have different state agencies telling us different things. The advice from the Data Protection Commissioner, from our point of view, would appear to differ from that coming out of the Health and Safety Authority and what the Taoiseach said today. We would simply like the government to get the ducks in a row from a communications point of view and tell employers their legal position on this issue.
There's another issue on this, though. A listener says, do companies not have a responsibility to provide a safe workplace? Surely they need to know what workers are vaccinated in order to do this.
And that's the issue. We have been asked by many employers, both in the retail sector and actually in the nursing home sector. So there are people who are concerned both about co-workers, but also patients or customers. And, you know, we have no clarity on that. We're attempting to manage this stuff in the dark. We're giving the most asinine of advice out to members at the moment, simply because it's not possible to be legally specific and to answer some of the questions that Richard Grogan has posed to you there.
Well, Richard, what about the duty of care an employer has to other staff and customers?
It's a duty on both sides, so it's employers and employees both have the same duty to each other. This whole issue is one that there needs to be absolute clarity on as regards where it's coming from. And I feel for employers and I feel for employees in relation to this whole issue that nobody actually knows what the law is. It's as clear as mud at the present time. And so
are there also precedents here? We've had a number of people who work in the nursing service and in the ambulance service getting in touch saying they have to prove that they've been vaccinated against hepatitis B.
Yeah. Well,
so if there's a precedent in relation to having to prove you're vaccinated to be able to do your job, could that not just be extended to COVID?
Right. The 1947 Health Act actually allows for compulsory vaccination in this country, which isn't going to happen. It was amended in 2020. But the position in relation to that, that is being used by the HSE at the moment as regards frontline staff on the basis of a medical assessment. Now, this is the problem. If NPHET came out tomorrow morning and said you had to be vaccinated or you had to be tested before you went back into the workplace, then there is no Data Protection Commission problem because health and safety trumps data protection. The difficulty that is at the moment for employers is that they're caught in this situation that they have to have a safe workplace which is 2 metres apart for everybody, as you have in here and as you have outside. If you take this station, you see how many people are outside and how many people used to be outside.
Okay, another one here says, I work in HR and in no way want any part in asking people if they're vaccinated or not. It's too risky. And if I cannot ask someone who's been out sick for weeks for their medical records in detail, how can I ask that?
If it comes in as a health and safety assessment from NPHET says that you have to do it, you have to do it. If you don't do it, then what we're effectively at is we're back to the 2 metre rule. And that's the problem that I think ISMA members will have and a lot of people. And by the way, there's a lot of jobs at risk if everybody has to be 2 metres apart.
Thank you very much, Richard Grogan, Employment Solicitor from Richard Grogan & Associates, and Neil MacDonald, Chief Executive of ISMI.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.